Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I appreciate tuning in. Very ugly outside, but very nice and pleasant in here as I have a guest today. We've one of my monthly standbys, normal. What is this? What are you, the third Thursday of the month or Tuesday? What are we?
The third Tuesday.
Third Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. And okay, now you've got to tell everybody why you make it the third Tuesday of the month. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
No, why do we?
Huh?
Why do we make it the
third
Tuesday?
You did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Because you wanted to do it after the meeting.
Well, after my meeting, yes. Yeah, it makes it so much easier because my schedule is just crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show this morning the lovely and talented Executive Director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, Carrie Halbert.
Thank you, Bruce.
Carrie Halbert. I cannot
right.
believe I've not, you worked with me 15 years ago.
Yes.
And the entire time.
It probably came up at some point.
I never remember you telling me it's Halbert, not
That's
Halbert.
Right. It's a good thing Grant, my child, never heard you say Halbert, because every time somebody says it, he corrects them.
Is that right?
It's Halbert. Yes.
Well, see, now that's not the boy that I call Hunter.
No,
Hunter Fisher Trapper
one,
anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the. So well, I'm already messing up that kid's name. Whenever Lucas, for crying out loud, I mess up his name on purpose.
I know,
but
and,
I didn't
oh,
realize
on his birthday he got the biggest kick out of that. That was hysterical. Thank you. That was awesome.
What'd I do?
You called him Hunter Fisher Trapper.
Oh, okay.
And you said it was his birthday. Yeah, it was great.
Hey, what
I recorded it.
He's 12 now?
13.
13.
He's a teenager.
He's a teenager?
Oh, yes. That's crazy. I was just a teenager the other day, seriously.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Does he do teenager stuff for
no,
yet?
Not yet.
He hasn't turned mean
like,
and ugly yet.
No,
it's
he's
coming,
like,
by the way.
I
remember my nieces and nephews. Yeah, it's coming.
I feel like he's 13 going on 31.
Oh,
no,
really?
Yeah, he's kind of he's
very
mature.
Mature.
He is mature, but
well, he may not be.
I don't know. I think it's
going to
come. I think those teenage years. I just pray it's not going to.
You know it's coming.
I know.
Because you know exactly what you did to your mother.
Yes.
Poor Mary Fay.
I know. I was pretty good though. If I went to a party, I'd
yeah,
told
okay,
her.
Right.
I would.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we believe that. Everybody believes that.
She'll tell you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Carrie
Halbert.
Carrie Halbert is here with the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. I've done it for 15 years, and I didn't know. You've been on the show every month.
I didn't correct you on air. That would be rude.
Well, you could correct me off the air, so I don't.
I know, but that's okay. Half the town or three-quarters of the town says Halbert.
Well, that's because I've been saying it, and they hear me say
no,
it.
No, they even say it forever. Half the time I'm Carrie Banker anyway.
Well, now that's probably
and
true.
And that's okay.
Would you prefer Banker to Halbert?
No. I love both names.
Well, no, I'm saying, do you prefer Banker or Halbert? I mean, you got to figure you like Halbert best.
Well, I like Halbert the best, but I'm okay with, it's okay.
All right.
All righty.
The reason
Chamber.
We do this on Tuesday mornings.
Yes.
The third Tuesday morning. You have the meetings every
yes,
month.
Yes, I had.
The chamber meetings.
Yes.
And those are big deals, huh?
Yeah.
At least
every board member
tell
was
me
there
about the
this
day.
Morning.
Really?
I was so excited.
Yeah.
It was great.
Who all are on the board now?
Oh,
you're gonna have
my goodness.
I'm going to make you sit here and go around the table
I
in
know.
Your head.
I know. Thinking. Let's see. Doyle Hucker. Well, Kathy Burke is our president.
Okay. See, we don't mention these folks often enough.
No, we don't.
We hardly
and
ever
I
do.
Don't have my list. Okay,
you've got the great big the folders. You didn't bring. How come you didn't bring a folder?
No,
up?
I did not bring my big folder. I should have because it has all See, wealth
a,
of information.
As a
in
former
it.
Member of this
I know.
Board,
I
just I hate the no. I just hate
no,
to
kidding.
I hate to I hate to, hated to have left the board myself. I would love to have been there.
It's
this
a
morning.
Great board.
Yeah,
it
who's
is.
On the board?
Okay. So Doyle Hucker, Kathy Burkett, Michelle Garner, Charlotte St. Ledger, Sarah Molt, Mike Copeland, Jerry Gill, Jerry Hauser, Shirley Miller, Ed Potts, Roderick Vaughn.
How you doing? You got any more? You're getting
yes.
close. I think,
I'm real close. I've got like two, three
Patty?
More. Patty Bowles and Mary John. Did I say Mary John?
I don't remember.
Mary John Lear?
I don't think you did.
I think that's it. Is there? I feel like I'm leaving somebody out.
Were they? But they were all there this morning. And
they
you took,
were.
Well, see, now you
it
can
was
look
fantastic.
At your. You can probably look at the picture on your
my
phone.
My camera. I have too many photos on my camera, so I could not take a picture. But I had to use Kathy's phone.
Are you serious?
I have zero memory on my phone. It's crazy. I've had it for 4 years.
Well,
almost.
I know, but usually folks download stuff and get rid of things.
I can't get rid of it.
How about your music?
I've downloaded it.
Can you get rid of some music? You don't
have
to have.
I've tried, and stupid iTunes has put that U2 on there, and I can't get it off. I know you're a U2 fan. I am not.
Well, I know, but I've never heard that album.
Well, please take it off my phone and put it on yours.
I've never heard that album because it got stuck on iTunes. I don't listen to iTunes. I'm not an iTunes guy. Well, I don't have any of that kind of stuff.
I transfer it from my phone to yours.
Hey, that would, but yeah. how much room does that take up? It must. There are a lot of people beefing about that.
I have over 1,000 photos on. That's the majority of my problem. I have 1,000 photos on my phone. I like to take
that
pictures.
Problem.
That is my problem.
The majority of
I don't have
that
any other
problem.
Problems. That is my only problem in this entire world. It's just photos on my phone.
All right, you know, we haven't even talked about the biggest thing going on this week. You know,
oh my goodness.
We've got
this is exciting.
This is the coolest thing. Every time you're here, you're just so fired up about something.
I love this job.
I know you do.
I love my other job too.
Tell me about first of all, before we get to what's going on this weekend, I want to recap. I'm going to ask you for this, even though you don't have it with
you.
You're terrifically unprepared today.
I know.
Well, give me a recap on the Witch's Night Out.
Witch's Night Out.
That was the last thing we had.
The retail merchants said they had a great turnout.
Yeah.
Businesses were filled. It was great. We had the witches come out, and we had the cackling contest.
Okay.
And we had the best broom.
Yeah.
And all the best boots and hair, glamorous outfit. It was pretty cool. Yeah. It was really neat.
I heard there were a lot of folks participating in the contest.
Yes, we had quite a few.
Oh, like 30 women or 25?
We had about 20 this time.
Who won the cackle? Do you remember?
No.
Were you judging?
I stood by the judges. Yes, nice.
So you basically a secretary type of thing.
Yes,
to help.
Exactly.
They need that.
Yeah, and I did the MC and talked and all that.
But you didn't cackle?
No.
Did you dress up?
I had a hat.
You were dressed
and my
up
broom.
That day.
Yeah, I had my hat and broom, in my black outfit.
So that's something they're going to do again probably next year. We presume.
Yeah.
Good.
Hope
well,
so.
Good.
So hope
that's so. And they had good weather, I guess, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was the most perfect weather ever.
Really?
Much better than today.
We see, now that's the thing. That's the thing. We're getting this weather out of the way today before
good.
Sunday.
That's good because I want Sunday to be wonderful, beautiful.
What's
day.
Going on Sunday, Carrie?
Sunday is our holiday open house downtown.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, we have all of our favorite retail merchants and businesses are going to be open 1 to 4. Now, some businesses are going to open at noon. Some are going to be open till 5.
Uh-huh.
Every business is kind of different. But 1 to 4 will catch all of them.
Okay. So, and people can probably just hike around, right?
Oh, yes. And we're going to hand out flyers. I've got a flyer that lists the businesses that are chamber members. And it has their address, in case you don't know their address. It has the hours that they're going to be open that
uh-huh.
day. And it has their specials.
You know, and the thing is, a lot of these folks are going to have prizes too, right?
Yes. Door prizes, refreshments. And something's going on at the chamber too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you want to tell me?
I'll tell you what, let's do.
She's going to tell us what the big surprise is. Is it going to be a big surprise?
Well, no, this isn't a big surprise, but I do have a big announcement to make.
You do have a big announcement to make?
Yes.
Well, okay, first of all, then tell me what's going on at the chamber this Sunday, and then we'll do the big announcement. We'll tease that for next segment. What's going on at the chamber this Sunday?
Mrs. Claus is coming to the chamber.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and her elves, and they're...
Got her out of rehab.
We want... Stop it. Oh my gosh, you're killing me.
Yeah, she's supposed to be here next week. She's not gonna come now.
I've already talked to her this morning.
Okay, good.
Okay, so
how do you get a hold of her? Up there at the North Pole.
Oh,
you know,
I have a special number.
You got a special
on my
line?
Phone. I even have Santa on my phone.
Do you really?
Yes. It has Santa on here and there's a phone number and
you must have
I threatened
kids.
My kids.
I was gonna say you must have kids wanting to
I have the power
kill you for that phone number.
Yes. I've got the power.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Old 90s song.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So kids can come and see Mrs. Claus, and they can write letters to Santa, and she will take those letters back to Santa with her.
So, and will you have candy or anything like that in the... She'll probably give out peppermint sticks or something.
She candy is cane? Actually going to give out Beanie Babies.
Really?
Yes.
Giving out Beanie Babies?
Yes.
They still exist?
Yes, they do.
I had no idea.
Mr. Claus had a collection of them, and so we're giving them out to the children.
Well, yes. Mr. Claus saving up for, he'll be giving them things on the Christmas night,
right.
That kind of
this
thing.
This is just
Christmas
a
Eve.
Precursor.
Well, see, now that's big helper. Yes. That's good help.
Yeah.
That Mr. Claus is giving up his
collection. Yes, collection.
I did not know that they still, do they still make Beanie Babies?
I don't know. I bet they do. You have people that collect them out there. I bet they do.
Yeah, surely they still do. Okay, so she'll be there for when's Mrs. Claus going to be there?
1 to 4.
Okay.
And we're going to have popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yes.
And balls? And like the caramel balls?
No,
that kind of
my great-grandma used to make those at Halloween.
Aren't those the best?
They were good, yes. She would color them, like all different colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. See, now that's fun.
Yeah.
That's good, clean
fun. I
wish
she would have taught me that.
It's probably not that difficult.
Oh, I can't cook.
All right, I've got Carrie Hallbert here with the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about the big, big announcement she's got in her pocket, and we'll talk about that when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield. Back after these. You know, Carrie, I could have started speaking through the end of that song, you know, like I usually do. I'm a jerk that way. People hate that I do that. But
great song.
It is a great song, and you were here singing it.
I know.
So
had I hit
the button, the music would have gone. You wouldn't have had the music anymore.
I'm so glad you did
not
push that button.
That's what I was going to do, but that's not very cool.
I love Rick Springfield. You are my guest. Thank you, Bruce.
Rick Springfield.
My friends look forward to listening to Rick when I'm on the radio.
That's about the only time I play it. I must admit, that's about the only time I play it. Now, they do play it, I think, a little bit on the regular station.
Yes, though, I heard it the other once. Day.
Really?
Yes.
Which song?
Jesse's Girl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I had planned next. Do you want me to play something different? Or?
No. That'd
no.
be great.
No! All right.
That's my ringtone.
Folks might think your phone's ringing next time we're playing it.
Maybe.
All right, now tell me, we were going to give this big announcement deal.
Yes.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to talk about the... Because that doesn't really apply to the chamber. The open house is kind of a chamber deal, right?
Yes.
As opposed to the Fairfield Retail Merchants thing.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then let's hold off on the announcement. We'll hold off on that for just a smidge longer.
Let's talk about the open house.
Tell me about the open house. You said that you were going to mention some of the specials and things that some of these folks have going on. How do you want to do this? What the biggest one, the littlest one, or
they're all relatively good size. Go through them.
Well, tell me what you got.
Okay, so I've created a flyer, and it has, you know, the addresses and
you're going to have these on site at each of these stores.
Yes, I'm going to take a round of the stores, and yes. Anyway, so we have Maurice's, and they're going to have a drawing for a gift card.
Starting west to east, how's that sound?
Yes, west to east, and that's how my flyer goes, actually.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so and LJ Liquidations. 10% off everything, and they have door prizes and refreshments.
Okay, so we've moved from Maurice's. Is Maurice going to have food?
No.
Does Maurice cook?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't know if they did or not out there. Probably not.
No.
Free
no
samples?
Food. No, just drawing for gift
pants
card.
Or something? Give it some ladies some pants? I'm just looking for free stuff at the open house.
They're just drawing.
Is that a bad thing to do?
No. Okay, let's move on.
LJ has what?
Oh, LJ has 10% off everything, door prizes, and refreshments.
All right, first of all, let's tell people where Maurice's is.
Okay.
It's out there
in the Walmart little shopping area.
Little shopping area outside of Walmart. LJ Liquidations is where?
Is over by Dollar General.
Okay.
It's right down from there.
All right.
In that, is it West Side?
It used to be Southern Gardens, but the shopping center, but I don't think it's called that anymore.
Well, that address
is a shopping center.
1411 West Main Street is that address. Okay, let's move to Midtown.
All right, now, so that's all west, huh?
Yes.
All right, Midtown.
All right, we have Hope and a Future Bookstore.
Okay, that's over there on 7th and Main.
Right, and they have sales on multiple items and refreshments.
All right, good. Wonderful.
And then we have Uniquely Rustique.
Okay, same block. Right,
mm-hmm. And they have the prize wheel.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about the prize wheel.
Well, it's going to be available so that every purchase earns extra savings or free gifts.
No kidding.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. That is cool. Are you going to leave me a copy of that, by the way?
I can.
I'm going to need one.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm going to be going through town here. I want to figure out where I've got to go.
I know. You should start west and just move east.
There you go.
Or start east and move west.
I got to tell you, there's nothing for me that I can't fit any of the clothes of Maurice's.
No.
It's not for me?
No, you can buy Dodie something. Dodie would love something.
I got you.
Jewelry, shoes.
You didn't hear the earlier show. I've been barred from buying her clothes or shoes.
Really?
Yeah. It makes Christmas shopping very difficult.
Oh, she likes jewelry.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can buy her jewelry.
Yeah, I guess that's right. You're not helping.
Every girl likes jewelry.
I guess that's true. All right, now what else in Midtown?
That's it in Midtown.
Okay.
Now we're moved to downtown, and I'm going alphabetical order.
All right.
Okay. So
downtown in alphabetical order. It's the new one probably first, right?
Well, Amy Sweet Gallery.
Okay. That's relatively new.
Well, yeah, I guess Amber. Yeah, you're right. Okay. So Amy Sweet Gallery, register to win door prize. And you know what the door prize is you can win?
Tell me.
A dozen cupcakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're so good. I've gained 10 pounds.
Have you had the turtle brownie yet?
No, but I've had their turtle cheesecake. I love their cheesecake. The pumpkin cheesecake is wonderful.
If you get the opportunity, if you see a turtle brownie in there, you just go ahead and say, "I'll have this."
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll try.
Trust me.
The pumpkin bread is good too.
I haven't had that. They got a lot. The pumpkin is it a loaf or is it the pumpkin roll? It's not a roll.
No,
they have a roll?
It's a loaf.
Okay.
Pumpkin bread. Yeah. Next, we have Amber Maurice, and
that's new.
Yes,
congratulations!
They are my newest chamber member.
See, that's wonderful. Every time you come in here, you're bragging about getting somebody new into the chamber.
Yep,
that's
I love it. It's so exciting when we get a new member.
When's the ribbon cutting? Or are we?
We haven't scheduled it yet, but one is coming.
One is coming.
Yes.
All right. Amber Maurice, what is that? Tell everybody what and where that is.
It is, well, the address is 208 East Main Street, and
okay.
It's where, I mean, people probably relate to because where Thea's was for years and years. It's in that building.
Right next to Freedom Park.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Between
and she has
Freedom
antiques
Park and your flower
and
shop.
Primitives there.
Antiques and primitives.
Yes.
All right.
There's some really neat stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And she has a drawing for $25 in chamber bucks.
All right.
And also a Keeper of the Light Papa candle. So it's a certain candle that she's having a drawing for. And she has
Papa candle.
Yeah.
All right. See, you see the Keepers of the Light Bo Brummel kids or something, right?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
You don't have a collection of Keeper of the Light stuff?
No. What is that?
It's like a little statuary type of thing.
Oh, no.
Little, if I recall.
I have Willow Tree Angels.
I may be wrong. I think it's like, kind of like that.
Okay.
All right. I'm screwing up the whole deal.
Oh, it's okay. They can go in and find out.
There you go.
Yeah. And then we have Black's Fashion Flowers.
How about
Wait,
that?
Wait, there's some exciting news
there
for that, too.
There is exciting news for Black's.
They have a new owner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Chance and Mandy Berg bought it.
Now, they did have a ribbon cutting for Chance.
No.
Are they going to?
Well, I think they're
going to
do a little remodeling, and then we'll do it.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Chance and
that is so cool.
I was about to do a joke. We had an issue. Couldn't remember Mandy's name out here the other day. And I was going to make fun of myself, but no, don't go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first 100 customers receive a free carnation.
Nice.
They have a door prize of an LED Icy Craft candy house,
okay.
And they're going to offer refreshments.
Nice. That's very cool.
Then we have Carnaby Square.
Carnaby. All right. Everybody know that's up on on the first block.
Yes. 115 East Main Street.
All right.
She has a free art and soul piece on earth. I think it's a bracelet, maybe. And it's with $75 purchase of Brighton.
Nice.
Yep. And when you make out your Christmas wish list, you receive a Fashionista coaster.
Say that twice fast.
No. Okay. So I know I loved going there and I make out my Christmas wish list, which that is so easy. You just go around and you write down all the stuff you want, all the Brighton jewelry, purses, whatever.
You realize most people quit doing that when they turn like 10 years
no.
old.
No, this is special. This is for the ladies. Just make your Christmas wish list, then you get a free Fashionista
all
coaster.
Right,
that's
okay.
So cool.
All right, okay. All right.
And then you take an extra.
I quit making Christmas lists when I was like 10 years
old. No. Grant made me make my Christmas list the other day.
Wow.
And there was about four things on
there. Nice.
And
is Grant a pretty good shopper?
No. Lucas is. Grant is not. Lucas will, I tell you what, speaking of Carnaby, Lucas will go into Carnaby and he will pick something out and he knows exactly.
Well, wonderful.
He's awesome at it.
Okay. But Grant
for his mommy.
The little Grant needs help.
Yeah, Grant. He'll pick stuff out, but he have the patience.
See, now that's the thing. They'll help him out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where else you got?
Well, hold on. Carnaby, you take an extra 20% off any Yellow Tag merchandise, and she's having door prizes and refreshments.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That'll be good.
Yep. Then we have the corner.
Okay.
And that's 102 East Main Street.
Up there,
the corner.
The old Western Auto.
Yep. And there, you can register for door prizes,
sure.
And refreshments will be offered.
I wonder how many people, I mean, it's been the corner now for years.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it takes for folks to quit calling it the old
Western Auto
building or something.
I haven't called it Western Auto in a long time.
I just did.
Well, I know, I guess, yeah. I guess well. I would probably refer to it as somebody who's not been here in a while. Like, you moved away. And,
oh, okay.
You know. Okay.
Next. All right, who next?
Dragonfly Yoga.
Oh, see, now we're moving down a block just to the east.
Yes. They're having a little bit something different.
They're going to do a session, a yoga sessions during the day?
Well, they're going to be open Saturday from 10 to 2, and they're having a quilt show and
quilt
sale. And then Sunday, the same thing. It's 1 to 4, quilt show and sale.
So they're selling quilts as well as just showing.
Yes.
Them. Wow. You don't see that often. A lot of times it's quilt show.
Yep, they're going to sell them
the
too.
Fairgrounds and stuff.
Local quilters will have items for sale.
Wonderful.
And refreshments and door prizes will be there available. And she's going to have yoga gift certificates. I've always wanted to try yoga. I really need to try it.
I've had yoga folks on the show here, and they've tried to get me to do it.
I'd love to
and
do
I just
it.
Can't stretch my arms.
I just got to find the time.
I'm too old and...
you are not.
And stiff. That's probably what happens. But they could help me at Dragonfly.
Yep.
So who you got
next? They're good ladies. Embroidering More.
Okay. Down around the corner.
Yep. 107 Southeast 2nd. Right. She's having refreshments. And she's doing something special. She is having Christmas cards available. And she's going to send those to troops overseas.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
So you'll fill it out, the card. Have your kids fill out a card, mm-hmm. maybe, and send a thank you to the troops.
Yep. Wish them a Merry Christmas.
Works for everybody.
Next, we have Farmer's Daughter.
Okay. Back around the corner.
Yep. 203 East Main Street, and you
see,
need
now
it.
I would call that the U.S. I would call it
Steiner's
Clothing.
No, yeah.
Steiner the Clothing, yep. for a while. But Steiner's actually up, then he moved from there up to the Mail Connection
place.
Area. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
All right.
You need to go in there and check for in-store specials, and you can register for door prizes.
Good. Good.
And I have another new chamber member.
You got another new chamber member.
Yes, Fairfield Produce.
Well, how about that? Yeah, Cindy and Don.
Yeah. At 206 Southeast 2nd, you need to go in there and check for in-store specials as well. And they have door prizes and refreshments.
That's where you want to go to get candy.
Yeah.
They've got the Christmas bulk candy
yep.
set up ready to roll.
Actually, I need to go in there and get some vinyl tablecloths or some plastic tablecloths.
Yeah.
They have rolls of it.
The
I
rolls
need to use
of
it for some.
Tablecloth back there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to use that and try to get that before, because you're going to have Mrs. Claus in there with all these kids.
Yes.
You might need some tablecloths before that to protect the tables up there.
I know.
The chamber,
exactly.
Right? Yeah,
how
you.
Did you know that?
I'm prescient.
You're good, aren't you?
That's right. What you got next?
Gottman's Custom Jewelry.
It's going to be.
And they're located in Mail Connection.
Okay.
And I believe Mr. Gottman, he was supposed to be here. As far as I know, he's coming.
Okay.
And
well, I'm talking to him in a couple of days,
oh,
I think.
Oh, cool.
So we'll figure it out.
Register for door prizes, in-store specials, and refreshments.
I think I'm talking to him Friday.
Okay. And then we have Jamie's Massage and Hair Salon.
All right.
And she's actually going to have a table in the chamber office.
Now, where is Jamie's now? Didn't she used to be out west of town?
She's still there.
Oh, okay.
But she's going to have a table in the chamber.
I see.
Available.
Okay. You threw me a curve. I was confused.
She's, you know, she has that mascara that I love
sure.
so much. And so she's going to have the...
I don't know what that is. What do you mean?
She has some mascara that I love. Makes my eyelashes.
I don't
long.
Know that. You said that I know this.
Well, I mentioned it previously. In
okay,
the show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
So she's gonna have those products and then a 3-minute facelift product.
What's that?
I don't know, but I go up to the chamber office and you can find out.
Well, I really need. I'm sagging.
You are. Maybe you know somebody who needs one.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
What else you got?
Milk Connection.
Okay.
15% off all purchases, including an extra 15% off clearance merchandise.
See, there you go. That's just easy money right
yep.
there.
In-store specials, yeah. refreshments, store prizes.
What's who's if I'm trolling for refreshments, who's going to have the best one?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Chamber has popcorn.
Well, yeah, but you've got all these others to choose from, too.
I don't know. I don't know what they're having. They have cookies and stuff.
Cookies?
Yep.
Yeah.
Next, we have Merle Norman Cosmetics.
All right.
The first 25 people receive a goodie bag. You can sign up for coupons and refreshments will be offered.
Well, that's wonderful. How many more do you have there?
One, two, three, four, six.
I tell you what we'll do. We've screwed up this whole announcement thing that you were planning on doing.
No, we'll do it. We'll get through these.
We'll get through these and we'll do those announcements. We'll do that when we return. I've got Carrie
Halbert. It's Carrie Halbert.
I got it. I'm stopping. Carrie Halbert. I've known her for 15 years and she just now corrects me on her name. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Terribly rude. Make me feel stupid for
no.
15 years. Looking back on that. All right, Carrie Halbert's here. We're talking the Christmas open house coming up this Sunday here in Fairfield. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these words.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. We've got Kerry Halbert in here from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about different things going on. We're actually mainly talking about the Christmas open house, which is this Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. The weather's looking crisp for it, a 43-degree high. Yeah, you see, you know, most of the stuff's inside anyway, right?
Right,
Kerry?
Right.
So the weather's really not going to matter other than, like, walking
just
around.
Walking. Yep.
See, and that gets folks in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, it does.
That's what we're trying to do here.
I decorated the chamber. Well, Phyllis helped me decorate the chamber and the Christmas tree and all the decorations. I'm not done yet.
So now you've mentioned Phyllis Hilliard, I presume,
that's
correct?
That's correct.
She's no longer on the chamber. She just comes up and helps out?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good. Isn't that great?
That is very
thoughtful. She's been a huge help to me this week.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. We've been talking about some businesses who have some specials going on. You had a couple of others.
Yep. Serendipity.
Uh-huh.
Door prizes and in-store specials and refreshments.
Okay. I've talked to, by the way, I've talked to Anita about the refreshments. She's going to have her famous it's called like a white eggnog type of
really?
Stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, I might have to
sneak
down there.
It's not eggnog, but it's like a white punch. It's famous. White winter punch. She doesn't like to call it, it's a no eggnog. It's got no eggs in it, but it kind of tastes and looks like eggnog.
I'll have to go down there.
She's
and
very
it.
Proud of it. Very
I
proud
bet.
Of it. Yeah.
Studio 117. You know what they're doing?
No.
Free hairstyling.
Oh!
Yeah. And door prizes and refreshments.
For free?
Yes!
Do I need to have an appointment?
No.
Hey, I'd like an appointment for one of those free ones.
Yeah, there you go. The Willow Tree.
Okay.
Mixture products are 20% off. You get
What are mixture products?
I'm not sure.
I wonder if those are like the soup
mixture.
Stuff products
know.
Or something like that.
I went in there the other day, and there's some really cute things.
Yeah.
Register for door prizes.
Up there
and
in the first block,
available.
Right?
Yes.
Near Amy's suite gallery,
yep.
Whatever it is.
Your flower shop.
Uh-huh.
20% off store-wide. Buy $20 or more in merchandise and receive a free gift of your choice.
There you
and
go.
The free gifts, here's your choices.
Giving away gifts.
Yankee car jar or
nice.
A Yankee Tart wax melt or a Yankee votive candle.
So basically you're getting some kind of Yankee product that's going to make something smell good.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good. And refreshments available and register for door prizes.
I bet you they don't have the car candle I got the other day. The car, not really a candle, you know.
That's what they, yeah.
The car refresher.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I got one the other day that was, it was like St. Louis Cardinal logo.
Oh, cool.
On a baseball.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
neat. It looks really cool, and I had looked at it for a while and hadn't stuck it in the car. Finally, unwrapped it, stuck it in the car. You know what it smells like?
Leather.
A baseball.
Oh.
I just couldn't believe it.
That's weird.
I didn't really know what to think.
Huh.
I still have it in there, but yeah, it smells like a baseball.
That's interesting.
I have never smelled anything like that.
Huh.
So I'm guessing that they won't have that.
I don't know.
But they might be able to get that.
Maybe, yeah. That's pretty cool.
That was
That'd
pretty
be a
weird.
Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah. For the fan in your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who wants to smell like baseball.
Yes.
I'm just not sure I like that.
B-Way Design and Decorating. Now we're going east.
Okay, heading continuing east.
$500 off an Eastman sofa purchase in stock or special order.
Wow, nice.
15% off any regular priced in-stock accessories, an additional 10% off any clearance item, and you can register for a $100 gift certificate.
Wonderful. And they're I was wondering if are they going to keep Ronnie away or?
Oh no.
I didn't know if Ronnie was going to be there. I thought everybody a gift for everybody, maybe.
Maybe. And then finally, PhotoBox True Shots, who's one of my newest members.
Give me that again.
PhotoBox True Shots.
Okay.
She is.
Where is that?
Well, she is. Well, we just had a ribbon cutting ceremony there, and it's.
I missed it. I know. I know you told me about it. I gave it to. I forwarded that to the.
Yes.
To the rep. Was he
yes.
there? Say he was. Say yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, she has 20% off the PhotoBox rental for your holiday event.
Nice.
Yeah.
See now. That's a real nice idea. That those photo box, you can basically take them anywhere, right?
Oh yeah, we had it at Witch's Night Out. It was pretty cool.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Did you get a whole bunch of participants?
I don't know. I didn't ask her, but yeah. I mean, it was pretty cool. It was up there.
We see a lot of folks in those witches costume type of things.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah,
huh?
That would have been nice. All right, here we go. The big. You ready for your big announcement?
Da-da-da!
All
right. Guess what's coming back?
What's coming back?
TGIF raffle.
TGIF raffle.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, you can win lots of chamber bucks.
Lots of bucks.
Well, we did. Okay, so they've done it the past. They did it a couple years ago, but they did not do it in 2015.
Okay.
So the Fairfield Retail Merchants are doing it, and you buy a ticket for
$10. All right.
And then we put your ticket into the basket or whatever.
Right.
The gigantic- and then we draw every Friday starting January 22nd, and we draw every Friday until December 23rd. And you can win $25 with the Chamber Bucks every Friday. But on the fifth Friday of a month,
right.
You can win $200 worth of Chamber Bucks.
How many are there with five Fridays? You realize now next year's a leap year. So there might be an extra five. There might be. There's usually only four five-Friday months.
Right.
But next year there might be five.
I don't have the list on me, but yes. And then the very last drawing is $300 worth of Chamber Bucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So tickets are on sale. Woohoo!
When do they go on sale?
They're on sale now. I got to give them to all the stores. But yes, if you can come to the chamber office and buy one.
You can get them at the chamber office or get them at any one of your retail merchants. This is a retail merchant thing, right?
This is a retail merchant
thing. It's not a chamber deal.
Correct.
Okay. So retail merchants are mainly the chambers, but they're
chamber members.
Chamber members.
Yes.
But there are also chamber members who are not retail merchants, such as Southern Wholesale was, and that kind of
right.
thing.
Right, yeah. Or the doctor's office or
right.
something.
Right. Yes. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because when I first started this job in February, I had tons of people call me wanting to know if they were doing TGIF, and they weren't. But now we are.
Did you keep all their names?
I did.
Did you really?
I have their names.
You wrote down the name of everybody
well,
who
no,
called you.
Well, no, I mean, I have names of previous purchasers.
So basically, we basically inadvertently just warned everybody that you're going to be.
Yeah, I'll be calling you. Yep, that's right.
Well, that's good.
Carrie's going to be calling.
Carrie's calling. Well, that's wonderful, Carrie. So, all right. So this keeps you busy.
Yes.
Through November, there must be nothing after this is over. There's nothing going on the rest of the year, I guess, right?
Well, let's see here. We are going to elect some new board members.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's coming up.
So whose term end?
Who
are we kicking
off?
We
have some people that are. Well, Mike Copeland's term is expiring.
You've kicked him off, haven't you?
No.
Why would you know? I can see Mike wanting kicked off.
No, we're not kicking him off.
Mike,
he's handing it over to somebody else.
Mike basically kicked himself off, didn't
yes.
he?
No. No. And Shirley Miller.
See, now, Mike also was president for a while.
Yes, he was.
And then he resigned in shame.
No.
Shirley
Miller.
Shirley's coming on?
Shirley, no,
she's
leaving.
Oh, she's leaving.
Her term is expiring.
Okay. See, now these people are actually doing it right, though, aren't they?
Yes.
They're leaving the board as their term expires.
We have somebody else who is retiring.
As opposed to those of us who left being asked to leave.
You are not, you couldn't come to the meetings.
That's exactly right. That's
you
exactly
have to come to
which,
the meetings.
Which means, yeah, which is basically the same
as full
being
house
asked.
This morning. I am pumped about that.
How did you, by the way, how did you fit everybody into that little room?
We did it.
No kidding. Nice and warm
exciting.
In there, I suppose.
Yes.
Why do you think you had the full house?
I don't know. It was
because of the
open house.
Because of the open house week.
Yeah.
Maybe you know. With the this is a big time of year for your chamber members and retailers.
Yes, it is.
We do anything for Small Business Saturday?
Some businesses are. Yes.
But I didn't know if the chamber was.
No,
doing
we're
it.
Not.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, that's fine. No. I mean, you kind of have your hands full on
yep.
and open I'm, house Sunday. When is Small Business Saturday?
Is it the? I can't see the calendar.
It's 28th.
28th. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
There you go.
That's after Black Friday, which actually Black Friday to me isn't Black Friday really anymore, because all these stores are creeping into Thursday and Thanksgiving.
I know.
It's
sad. Just not right. Let people celebrate
right.
Thanksgiving
let
for Pete's sake.
That's right. Let the families. Let those your
families
your
unite.
There you go. there's a few stores, major stores that are. Basically saying, to heck with you. We're not doing it.
Right.
We're not even doing Black Friday.
And you know what I'm planning now?
What are you doing now?
Planning the annual dinner in March.
That's 3 months away.
I've started planning.
Are you taking
it
nominations?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you don't.
I'm just in the very beginning stages of planning it.
So you basically want folks to begin thinking about who they might want to be the business of the year.
March 14th is the date.
Or the citizen of the year. March 14th.
Uh-huh.
That's a little later than normal. I guess it's second
Monday. Yep.
So who are you picking?
Who am I picking? I'm picking over business of the year?
Yeah, who's going to be business of the year?
I don't know. We haven't even got to that point yet.
See, now there's like committees. There's a secret.
I know.
Super secret committee that picks all this.
I don't think I'm on that committee.
I don't believe you are.
No.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Because they knew that I couldn't keep a secret for...
I can keep a secret.
Well, you're going to have to.
I know.
See, because you're probably going to have to be calling people.
Yes.
Calling the families.
Yeah, I know who the person was last time.
Who is it this time?
I don't know. We haven't gotten to that point, but I'm not telling you anyway.
You are too.
No.
You know you're going to tell me before the thing comes
no
up.
No way, Jose.
No?
No.
Well, that hurts. That
not
hurts
gonna
a lot.
Not going to happen.
All right, so are you ready? Are you ready to go? You can't wait till Sunday night to go get some sleep.
Oh, well. Okay, this is not near as exhausting as Fall Fun Fest.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was pretty tired after
Well, you
that.
See, now the Fall Fun Fest you had a really good time at, though.
Right? Oh, my gosh, yes.
This is a few...
Julie Andrews. You know, like Julie Andrews? That's how I felt like.
The hills are alive?
The hills are alive.
So
the streets are alive.
So at the Fall Fun Fest, you went walking through...
The streets are alive. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have somebody make me, like, next year for a Fall Fun Fest, have my face on her body doing that and going
That's
through the...
That's great. That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be like some kind of jib jab type of thing
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
That.
See, exactly.
I bet you Hunter Fisher Trapper could do something like that.
Oh, I don't know who'd be good. Yeah.
Well, Carrie, thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, and we'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.